The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
What's up?
A Swiftie, but not the Swiftie that you would imagine. He's a big fan of Phil Swift from Flex Seal.
Just caught a commercial as I was walking back in. I don't know what he's hawking now.
It seems like we see nothing but Flex Seal commercials in here.
It really does. But yeah. I love him. I love Phil Swift.
Look at that. Look at that, Kelly. Real Swifties.
Boom. Let's go.
Look at you.
Phil Let's Swift. Go. You. Phil Swift building boats out of tape and glass and stuff. Come on.
Yeah, I've never seen you smile that large here on the show. You seem real happy with that, that duo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Nope. There we go.
He's back. And he brought bagels. Don't call it a comeback.
Bill Krakenberger.
Hey.
Bill Crackman with the K.
That is some picture there. I when I see that thing, I want to see if one of those boats can hold me with that Flex Seal. Yeah, that's the ultimate. Wouldn't I be the greatest spokesman? Come on.
That's right.
Put me in a Flex Seal boat.
We even put Bill Krakenberger in the boat and it worked.
Yeah.
That Phil Swift voice.
Gil and I have had that conversation.
He says his latest claim, and by the way, I don't want to say claim in any derogatory way. Maybe he's telling the truth. He says there's a boat frame. Just take a boat frame.
Yeah.
And all he does is Flex Seal the boat frame, and then he's speeding it. So Photoshop. But he's speeding on the ocean now, over there.
They're not a sponsor or anything, the show, right?
Not yet.
No. Try to get them on, yeah.
No, because
I don't know if this is working.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if this is a couple of things with football before we get to. Let me say this first. First of all, can I say something like extremely corny to you? Is that allowed?
Yeah, of course.
So last week you were here and you say you're going to the cemetery.
Yeah.
You're going to see Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and
Billy Martin.
And you sent me videos of you going. It was a gloomy day.
It was a gloomy day.
Then it got sunny later, but it was gloomy. And you sent me videos of you walking up to like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig's tombstones saying, "Hey, Lou, hey, Babe, Gil Alexander says hello."
Right.
And it was like, I was strangely touched by it. I was like, wow, Lou and Babe know me well now.
Did you ask Bill to do this?
No, not at all.
I just did it. I thought it would be fitting. But I actually, the first thing I haven't told you yet, the first thing I asked for was, Babe, please don't let me fall on the way up because his grave is way up hill. Now it started raining pretty good when I was at the rest of the graves it didn't, but his grave, I was like, there is tons of grass here, there's nobody here, and I, you know, this could be bad. So I just asked, but it's really cool. You know, some people said, wow, their graves aren't like majestic, like they're not like mausoleum type. Well, you have to understand, now this is 75 years ago, and you know, Lou Gehrig, you know, they actually are great sayings, great thing. Even Babe Ruth has a little boy is dressed as a baseball player talking to Jesus. That's his stone. Billy Martin has a really nice stone with number one, his number one on there. And you know, it may seem like an oddball thing to do, but I like it.
Imagine that. Yankee uniforms 1, 3, and 4, all entombed.
By the way, they're right by Billy Martin. Yeah. Billy Martin's right by Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth's 1 mile from Lou Gehrig. Amazing in the same area there. And Tommy Dorsey, great band leader, Frank Sinatra, he died at a young age. I didn't even realize, 49 years old, I think he was. And then James Cagney, who I love. James Cagney. And then there was more. There's more, actually, more people in there. There's like the witch from The Wizard of Oz is buried there. Like, yeah.
And then there's the Wicked Witch of the West.
No, there is. There's. But anyway, it's a nice thing. I had some hours to kill before my buddy was coming into Penn Station from Erie, Pennsylvania. Yeah, he's my friend. He's 92 now, and he's just so sharp. He's the guy that got jumped outside the candy store, if you remember, 6 months ago. I think I talked about it on the show. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
He goes to get his newspapers every day, his New York Post and Daily News. He's 92 years old.
Oh, you did, yes.
And then three kids, 15 years old, you know, came up to him and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" He says, "I promoted boxing. I was a matchmaker," and they just sucker punched him and ran.
A 92-year-old man,
blackened both of his eyes.
And are you kidding me?
He's in great shape. The guy's in unbelievable shape, and he recovered from it. He didn't even call the cops. He goes, "Nah, let them."
No, you didn't tell this story.
I don't think so.
Oh my god,
it's terrible.
I put
that
it on Twitter. I got 100,000 views.
Can I just say the ridiculous thing that's going through my head right now? So, even in crime, shouldn't there be some honor?
Of course, like, yes.
It's 90. He's 92. Is this really who you've...
Sure.
Look at that picture. Oh, my God.
That's
come on.
That is awful.
92 years old, and he recovered from that. And, you know, I told him this time, I said, Don, his name is Don Elbaum. I said, Don, what do you mean you didn't call the cops? You know, what he said to me bothered me more. Not that I understand. Mm-hmm. He goes, Bill, I'm alone out here. I don't have any friends. I'm going to call the cops on these three thugs. And what's going to happen? They may arrest them. They may go into the media. They may come and get me again. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
They may come and get me again. You know, and anyway, there was a great boxer from Erie, Pennsylvania. He fought a great fight versus Roberto Duran, who I met this past week. I already met him once, but his last name is Bizarro. That was their last name, Bizarro Brothers. Real tough fighters. So just so happens I talked to one of them on the phone who lives in Erie. They wanted to go to the gym and get a bunch of kids and find these guys. You know, that it was bad, but Don wouldn't let them. Don said, no, I don't want that. Mm. I walk around town all the time. I go get my newspapers. He likes walking by the water. He's born in this town. He's been there 92 years in this town.
Jeez.
So he didn't want that. It was kind of a shame just to think. I'm sorry, guys. I can't believe I didn't mention that. I was so pissed when that happened.
That's terrible.
I can't believe I didn't mention that on the show.
It's awful.
But anyway, so we went, picked him up. I had about 6, 7, 8 hours to kill. I said, I always wanted to do that. Took a ride up the past Westchester there. Got some great pizza, by the way. It's so hard to get pizza. When you come back to this town, it's so hard to get pizza when you go there. If you use that as the benchmark, I'm using like literally some of the greatest places. I had John's on Bleecker.
What is your go-to Las Vegas pizza spot?
There
isn't even one.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have one. How does that sound?
I don't have one. Like, I have a couple that are okay. I did hear from the second L.A. person like a week ago about, I heard this exact phrase from two people from L.A. now, about how they love the pizza in Vegas.
Really?
In Vegas?
Yeah. And
I was like, in L.A.
No, in Vegas. And I was like, what?
Where?
Like, it's such an odd thing to say. They weren't even talking anywhere specific.
Listen, we have a place on up on Charleston, up by Red Rock, Dom DeMarcos, the guy Al owns it. They make a good Sicilian.
I was going to say, Al might be listening to this, and he's like, you better say my name.
Oh, do you know what I'm talking about?
Al's the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Al.
He has the place that he has a couple places around town, but that's one of the places I actually like too. Maybe Villa Pizza on Durango. Over, you know, if you want a boardwalk pizza slice, that Cosmo slice is still good.
So I was going to say the best strip pizza used to be that 550. Was that the name of it at Aria? But they switched it. And it's not nearly as good now. And I would say Cosmo is the best strip pizza now. Secret Pizza.
Pizza Rock.
Oh, Pizza Rock's good.
Yeah, Pizza Rock.
They have certain ones. There's one downtown, one at Green Valley Ranch. They have certain ones in there that's decent. But I can't believe someone's saying that about LA. Because LA has upped their pizza game. Let me tell you something. Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm. They have upped their pizza game big time, big time. They used to never get pizza down there. They have upped their food game on as far as like New York foods, bagels now they get. But anyway, this show can go anywhere. Pizza time.
About this game tonight, because we were just talking about this off air.
Yep.
So it's now what, 5.5, 6? What are you saying?
Six. Mostly six.
Solid. Mostly six. So I just went back to look at what was my guess on guessing lines. 4.5. Was my guess.
So you'll lean towards Chicago.
So it's drifting my way in. And I'm taking Washington Survivor too, which I'm like super nervous about. But you have no bet on this. You were saying you want no part of this game.
Listen, this game was 7. I actually seen a 7.5 when the lines came up for a hair. You can't bet Chicago now if you didn't take them. And by the way, you know, tonight, you look at this game, it don't, I mean, I was going to say, don't be surprised tonight this game doesn't bounce back a little bit and go up to 6.5. You'll notice that a lot on marquee games where the public is involved, and the public has no choice. Of course they're going to be involved. Even if they don't like the game, they'll be involved.
They'll be involved.
So,
yeah. Well, we were talking about that, how it's like the difference between baseball and football. You have the baseball playoffs. You have a quadruple header. It, all of it combined doesn't compare to like a standalone Commanders Bears game on a Thursday night.
Right, right, right. And you know what? And seriously, the like this is there four games? No, no, no. They're on Saturday. We don't get no baseball now until Saturday, I guess, right?
No. Quadruple header Saturday.
Quadruple header Saturday. Nothing today. Even on Saturday, I don't know if those games get any action.
Because it's on a college football Saturday.
It's on college football, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they get any. But by the way, I love playoff baseball, but it just seems different.
I agree.
Now, this something seems different. I don't know. It's something doesn't feel right.
It's also they just, if they can find the bad timing, they do. So even if they had had these great pennant races and great wild card, rounds, or wild card race at the end of the regular season, it ended on a Sunday anyway, right in the middle of the NFL season.
Right.
I was saying this about a tennis tournament that was in Tokyo last week. They're playing it, you know, on the other side of the world, and it starts during a football Sunday, so you don't notice it.
Yeah.
Even as someone who's like betting it every day, you're like, oh wait, when did this tournament start? Oh, that's right, I was watching football. So there is a little bit of that with baseball too this year. I'm with you. Something feels different.
But now, did you watch any of the games?
Oh yeah,
you did.
Because I was betting them. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No. But at the, I was just telling Kelly yesterday was a little more, but the first day Tuesday, there was like four people at the Aria watching these games.
That's amazing.
They said we get better action on the Mac football game. If we had a Mac football game on a Wednesday, we'd get better.
Yeah.
You know, that's the state of the game it is.
I was in Atlantic City last week, and when we come back from break, I'll talk about the crowds there and watching games too.
Oh yeah,
it's interesting.
I would imagine different.
Blood on the line.
That's for sure. Unscripted with the Crack Man. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NHL season is almost here, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get our all-new NHL betting guide featuring previews for all 32 teams, futures bets, award picks, season-long props, first-period betting strategies, Steve Mackinnon's power ratings, plus best bets articles 5 days a week once the season starts. This guide is a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season to get the VSiN NHL betting guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe. You ready for hockey, Kelly?
Connor Bedard. Over under 32.5 regular season goals.
But like basketball is still 2 weeks away, but hockey's about to happen.
Yeah, it's puck drops Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
First regular season game. I believe first NBA preseason game is tonight.
Wow. You don't bet NBA preseason, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Bill Krakenberger, do you bet NBA preseason or any hockey at all during the regular season?
A few hockey games here and there, and I'll bet a preseason game for sure. I like betting preseason more than the regular season in most sports anyway. But, sure. And, you know, it's amazing. All the groups I have worked with, all the syndicate groups that were so sharp over the years, none of them really focus on hockey at all. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. There's a couple guys in Canada I know that claim to make a living betting on hockey. So, but it's just a sport that, I don't know, it kind of always bored me. I never really got into hockey, never watched it until I came to Vegas and I went to a couple Golden Knights games.
Yeah.
Now, I went to Stanley Cup games. I went and bet on Washington against Las Vegas, and I was cheering for Las Vegas.
Oh, no, not me.
It was the craziest thing, you know, because it was my first hockey game here. The fans, it's such fan-friendly kids, and I couldn't help being in the moment. I'm betting the other way, and I'm, and then, you know, down deep inside, I'm, you know, it's just, anyway.
I always bring this up, not to embarrass JVT, because we love JVT, but I always bring this up because I'm a lifelong Washington Capitals fan. And so it took 44 years for the Washington Capitals to win a Stanley Cup. And I always said during that postseason, I was like, hey, I'm with you, Vegas Golden Knights, unless you play Washington in the finals, then I'm going to be about the Caps. And so afterwards, after they win, I'm wearing like an Ovechkin shirt. And JVT, who's a Vegas Golden Knights fan, actually, I'll never forget, he said to me, he goes, really, Gil, how long have you been a Caps fan? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, bruh, I went to a game their first year, even like 44 years ago, right? It's like, that's how long we've, as Washingtonians, lived and died with this. The Vegas Golden Knights fans were fans for 3 seconds by comparison.
Right. Long way.
And they're like talking crap to me. I'm like, are you serious?
It's a great fan base. It's incredible what they've built here, though. Like, really, I'm with Bill. Like, yeah. The first time I went to that arena for a game, I was blown away.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And you know what? There's it's not like the Raiders stadium. There's more home fans for the Golden Knights than there is when they go for the Raiders.
Yeah.
It was a great feeling, though, just being in there a couple times.
To get to the Stanley Cup Finals your first year, which started with, and we just had the, I don't know if anniversary is the right word, but we just had, the day come by of the Vegas shooting, right? So it's, what has it been, 6 years now?
Right.
It's been 6 years?
Yep.
Or 5 years, or 6 years, I think it was, whichever it was. It was just, they couldn't have handled that better. From their opening day, they were beloved by the community immediately. They had this great season where they got to the Stanley Cup Finals. Then the next year, they sort of got skrid in the playoffs with that horrible major penalty against San Jose. But you're not really a fan base in hockey until you experience pain.
Sure.
And so I like that first year was just this weird anomalous thing. But yeah, it's a great fan base.
Don't mind. I just got a text from Tony Orlando out of the blue.
Oh, there you go. So, I like it.
Yeah, just a little thumbs up heart and just like, out of the blue. Well, he'll do that once in a while. He'll just send me like, look, love you, Bill. That's from my heart. He's such a great guy. He's retiring.
Imagine that. Tony Orlando sending you texts like that, Kelly.
Why don't you text me like that?
Come on, jeez. Randomly in the middle of the day. I love you, Kelly. Heart.
We don't talk enough, man. Come on.
You guys got me very rare. I'm crying online. I'm crying on air. I love you, Kelly.
I love you. I love you, man.
I don't get enough appreciation around here. Yeah?
I haven't told you that since this morning.
That was good. We love Tony Orlando. So I'll tell you what. If you don't get I'm buying you a ticket if you'd like to go with me. He's doing one more round of tour.
Yes, and, I would like to go with you.
What a show. He brings on some of the doo-wop people from like different bands, and then he actually, he talks. So he's such an American. He talks to the veterans, makes them stand up, and really cool. Just
how old is Tony Orlando?
78, maybe 79.
That's incredible to me that he's only 79.
Yeah,
79.
Wait till I tell him that.
Because when I was a kid, I thought he was
he was old.
Old.
You could say it.
Yeah.
Let's see his age. Might be older.
79. You got it.
79.
Yeah, 79. Wow. Yeah. I apologize. I didn't invite you to Tony or Babyface. So I hope you're not offended.
No, I missed them. Damn.
No.
Are they rap groups?
No.
Oh, no.
They're not.
Oh.
But I'm very excited for both. But no, I would love to go to Tony
Orlando.
He's
at South Point, and he comes, and it's just such a great, great night. Always. I go out of there, you feel so patriotic, and you feel like you're around a guy that literally had one of the only shows on TV when it was three networks.
He had a variety show.
Variety show, and he had everyone on the show. I mean, he had
Tony Orlando.
Dean Martin, Sinatra, Jackie Gleason opened up the show with him. I mean, you're around a legendary guy. He told me some stories off air also about some things too with him and Frank Sinatra. He was with Frank Sinatra when his mom, unfortunately, Frank's mom died in a plane crash. He was sitting at dinner with him when it happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he told me some really, that's amazing that in Palm Springs, it's like these mountains that you take off and like if there's wind gust, a couple people have died in plane crashes there that are popular people. Dean Martin's son died there.
Wow.
Dean was never the same. Dean Martin was never the same after his son died.
How could you be?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, his oldest son.
Let me just ask you a question. He's got Tie That Yellow Ribbon. He's got Knock Three Times and Candida.
Candida.
Does he have other jams that he plays the rest of the time?
There is. There is. Believe it or not, there's actually a song that that he sung And like you guys would know it. I'm just putting
now, he is regularly at the South
and
Point,
now
right?
Bill would like to sing it now for all of us.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing for us? Is that what's about to happen?
I can't find the song. Oh, I would I would sing, by the way. I would sing.
Would you?
But anyway, he's got the greatest hits album. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the other thing we want to talk about on Guessing Lines was that I was incredulous at the Cincinnati Arizona line. And Kelly, you were saying as we were just doing that segment, last segment, it's gotten down to 2.5 in some spots
there,
now.
There were a couple 2.5s. I'm trying to see if there are still any left. I don't think so, Bill. I'm seeing.
They just moved in the last 10 minutes as I've been here.
So they hit 2.5 and went right.
2.5 is the point of resistance.
There was 2.5s.
Yeah,
but they're now gone.
The one that's lighting up right now as we speak, for some reason,
Denver?
Denver to 2.5.
Yeah, Denver over the Jets. Yeah.
There's been a couple line moves today.
Wait, refresh my memory. Is that down to 2.5 or up to 2.5?
Denver minus 2.
Yeah, it was.
Minus 2.5. But this line was very strange. It opened up a pick 'em.
Right.
At the powers that be that opened up pick 'em. Circa opened up at 2. But offshore it opened up at pick 'em and quickly went to 2. So
it has not been to 3 yet.
No. DraftKings just moved to minus 2.5, minus 12. So that's the highest there.
I'm always curious when I go back and like look at what did I guess on that.
Yeah, the other one that got movement yesterday was Titans. That kind of jumped the fence, went up to Titans 2.5 after a bunch of the Colts defensive linemen were out of practice yesterday.
Colts were favorite, and now it, like you said, jumped. I'm going to start using that. Jump the fence. I like that. It jumped the fence to the other team being the favorite. Well, listen. Week 5 NFL is here already. Do you guys believe it? We're 5 weeks in.
Wild.
Dude. Jesus.
It really
My
does.
God.
We wait. It seems like we wait forever for it, and then when it happens, and then it's, before you can blink, you're halfway through the season, it seems like.
We really are. God. Yeah. Some good games, though. I tell you what, I enjoy NFL. Like, I don't... Previous years, I didn't enjoy it as much. Like now, I guess I have to be so in tune for my Sunday Fox show. It's an NFL-based show for 3 hours. You have to be on top of your game. You have to know everything about every team, moving parts. There's a lot of research done, even for me being on air, which I never really did. You know what I mean? Like on Showtime, on the action show, I said I probably can't name 15 players in the NFL, but I don't have to.
I remember when I first met you, we went to Pierro's, and there was a Pittsburgh Steelers game on, and one of your first sentences to me was, Gil, I can maybe name you Big Ben and nobody else.
Yeah. No, that because... It's all about this screen right here. As you can see, it's red and black moving right now. It's all about indicators in the market. It's all about knowing what's going to move, when's it going to move.
But you're saying you know players now?
Yeah. Yeah. I could probably name every quarterback pretty good.
I can name every quarterback.
No, of course. I know the running backs in town. I do know them.
Carolina. Let's send them to the test.
Let me ask you guys.
Yes, sir.
Can you guys, because there was a lot of new quarterbacks this year. Can you guys name every quarterback, every team?
Yes.
Could you?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know about every backup quarterback off the cuff, because there's going to be a couple of those. You're like, wait, who's the backup quarterback for so-and-so? But
like, I don't know who's backing up Stroud. Like, I don't know, like, if he goes down, I don't know. It's hard to know.
That's a great call. I don't know on that one.
But see, it's one of those where you, like, as soon as you look it up, you're like, oh, yeah, of course. So it's
always Andy McBride.
Long neck still there. Davis Mills,
of course. Right, sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You guys are good.
No.
But you know what, though?
I just looked it up.
I did forget. I'll say it again. There's a lot of things that you really don't have to know. You have to know basic strategy, maybe on some teasers. And you know what? I've been talking teasers a lot this year. We got a break? Okay.
We got a break.
I'll see you guys.
Coming up.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, don't forget on DraftKings Sportsbook this season, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app and use the promo code VEGAS when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. Martle, plus 770 for the first three MLB games yesterday. Loved the Rangers. Also went money line and alt run line. Rays looked broken. Futures on Orioles and Rangers to win the American League. Don't hate the setup. There you go, Martle. Well done. Joe C714, if you're ever in OC, Cortina's is legit. Their Brooklyn style is amazing, and their sandwiches are even better. It's also Gwen Stefani's spot. Did he mean AC?
Yeah, what's the name of it?
He said OC, which could be Ocean City, but yeah. I don't know if he meant
what's the name of the place?
Cortina's.
That's got to be Orange County.
Orange County. Oh, yeah. Orange County's the OC.
Yeah.
My OC's Ocean City.
Oh.
Let's see.
Like the show.
DP, love the foodie talk. Terry Ray, Sonny Liston's grave is a fine visit.
That's right here in Vegas. I've been there. I know, of course.
Chris Relko says, please say thank you to Bill for talking about pizza. We had decent sized bet in the office that we will have pizza segments on Unscripted with Bill Krakenberg.
Oh, nice.
Murphy 12800, Gilvy Pizza at the Four Queens in the Chicago Brewing Company is excellent.
Really?
That's what he says.
Okay. Wow. That's right next door.
I'm like, oh, after the show.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Wow.
I don't even know where he's talking.
Wait a minute.
That must be at the back or something. There.
What's that little pizza place on the corner by the zip line that's out there? That place has good pizza, too.
I never go out there.
You might be talking about, what was the one I just brought up last segment?
Hmm. Lou Finicaro, Sweet Lou. Gambaloo has texted in. He says...
Lou knows his stuff.
The good pie.
You know, I've been pizza told that a couple times.
Thanks, yeah, I've heard the same thing about good pie.
Yeah,
as well.
I've heard good pie too. Yeah.
I've never eaten there though.
Terry Ray and Sinatra band leaders, longtime Las Vegas headliner, his ashes and memorial at Eden Vale. A nice short stroll from Cashman Field.
Wow, See that? I did not know that. There's one I did not know.
Charlie D, USA number one. He says the wind shear at Palm Springs Airport is awful. Every landing is terrible.
Right. Right. Darn,
Banshees of Atlantic City.
That's terrifying.
I can't believe you guys had a Tony Orlando discussion and didn't mention Sweet Gypsy Rose.
That's it.
Shaking my head. He's so disappointed in us.
That person's so right. Who was it?
That's Banshees of Atlantic City.
I know him.
Was that what you were looking for, Bill?
Yeah, Banshee. Yep. No, he's right. He's absolutely right.
My Tony Orlando game is off. Apologize.
Okay, can anybody else please tweet me any other airports that I need to stay away from
that's
like,
pretty
geez, can we have a running list of like airports that just all of a sudden spike to extremely dangerous?
That's extremely dangerous.
I'd like to avoid flying into any of those.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
I have something that's just something I wanted to talk about. I was driving and thinking about it, and I forgot, but now I remember. It happened again to me. I got someone a room. And they went and called and checked on the friggin' room on me. Like, and they called.
Nothing bothers Bill Krakenberger more than this.
I'm getting you a free room, by the way. It's only at the Wynn. It's $600 a night.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday night, $600. Got you a room at the Wynn, and they called me up and said, I'm just want to let you know, they don't have me down for having a free room. I said, hold it. Do you gamble? Well, if you gamble, then maybe they have your name on the room. You don't gamble. I'm the one that gambles. You don't gamble. You don't get the free. It's not under your name. You're checking up on me. Listen, my word is my bond. That's the confirmation number.
Okay.
You know.
But let me,
it happened again 3 days ago.
At the risk of you slapping me in the neck.
Yeah.
Let me just play devil's advocate. Could it be that this person is not hip to the gambling game enough to know that?
His wife wanted a confirmation number.
Oh.
So they're flying in from Chicago. And
did you go with the, I got your confirmation number? Your confirmation number is Bill Krakenberger.
Yeah. Four nights I got him free. And, you know, not for nothing, but I was pretty surprised because I've got him a room. To be fair, I got him a room before, but not him and his wife. So they're all nervous. They want to make sure they call. They're the people that like double check their rental car, make sure the number's right.
Sure.
And then they go on the internet and try to get a cheaper rate that same night.
Oh,
and
God.
But it's okay. There's nothing wrong with trying to get the best of it. But so it happened.
Yeah, but
it,
do you know the people who like they spend 10 hours trying to save 10 bucks?
Yeah.
Your dad is
And you'll always end up at the Wynn or the Venetian anyways. I'm like, right. Come on, man.
I'll tell you what. The town's a mess, though. I told them. It's a bad time to come.
It's a horrible time.
And, you know, if you rent a car, I guess if you don't rent a car, it's okay. Once you stay on the strip, you just walk around. But you can't drive anywhere by the strip.
We've never gotten your opinion on this. I don't think yet. So I live in the middle of the strip, as you know. And I was talking about how not only has our lives been ruined by all this construction for months on months. But now in the end, you know, I thought I would be able to. OK, well, for all your troubles, you'll be able to go watch Formula One from your roof. No, they're charging us. They're charging us.
Charging on the roof.
Wow. My own roof that I go to every day. So I'm just curious. Like, do you think I've never gotten your opinion on this? Do you think any of this will be worth it in the end?
No.
None of it.
I think someone got in someone's pocket and
absolutely.
Said, and there's money being someone shaking someone down.
Is this going to happen every year for the next 10 years?
I just hope not. You know, And, you know, the room rates were ridiculous because someone asked me to get them a room for that week. He's like, hey, my buddy's coming to the race. Can you please get us a room? I said, you know what? It's that impossible to get a room that week. Now the room rates have come way down.
I'll even go this far, and I'll see if you agree or disagree with this statement, that if this is going to be the case every year, and I'm not smart enough to know about F1 and the preparation needed on a year-to-year basis, but if 4 months of the year, if not more, are going to be jacked in terms of just driving around, has this city become less appealing to even live in? Let's take it that far.
That's interesting. I never really gave it a thought. Less appealing if you live anywhere by the Strip, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. For us near on the Strip,
yeah,
it's 100% yes.
I guess I would assume it's not going to require this much work every year, but you are talking about the biggest concern is the road, right? And the quality of the road that they've got to race on.
Yeah.
If you're racing on Las Vegas Boulevard, you're going to have to touch that up every year at least.
Right.
You would think where I'm at, a block back in Turnberry, you would think that would be fine. No, that's been a disaster for a year.
Turnberry, too.
Ripping apart the roads there, one lane, it's been bad. So even one block off, you know, the back way, because you have to cross Las Vegas Boulevard to get on the west side of town, and it's bad. It's a mess, and I'm hoping that it goes away after the race. But, I mean, look what they did. They tore all these beautiful trees down they've had for years to put stands up, and now you're telling me that, like, charging just to be on the roof.
On the roof.
On a building that you live in.
So you're
They came out with pricing today, I think, for Nevada residents. I saw this come down.
Pricing for the race?
I'm glad you just brought this up. Yes, Nevada residents will have access to discounted tickets for the F1 race, okay?
That's how bad they're selling.
Yes, race organizers announced single-day tickets for as low as $200 will go on sale Friday, October 6th. Passes to any hospitality zones start at $1,200.
My roof charges more.
Wow, amazing. it's sick.
But you're right what you just said. That means they're not selling.
It's so bad. But speaking of so bad, Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Again, I don't mean to rant on Atlantic City. My God. You know, I thought about something, too, on the plane. They had the greatest opportunity. Just think about this. Their back door is the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest opportunity to make this town so beautiful like it was 100 years ago when it was, you know, people wore suits and hats. I'm not trying to say they wear that now, but it's such a great opportunity. And now you can't go outside of Pacific Avenue. They never reinvested past Pacific Avenue. Now, I say Pacific Avenue. The casinos are here. Pacific Avenue is the street that the casinos are on. Mm-hmm. You can't go to Atlantic. Atlantic Avenue, where I wouldn't let anyone in my family ever even go to the outlets over there. That's how bad it is. Now, the outlets aren't so bad, but once you get to the right of the outlets on Atlantic Avenue, down by the bus station, and then you go 10 blocks, you just can't. You're better off being in war-torn Iraq. You just better not go through that area there. It's so bad. All the bodegas, the stores, thugs everywhere. They're intimidating you. They charge you to get in. What's the chicken place? There's a Popeye's. Popeye's chicken place.
What's the chicken place?
They charge you to get in. There's a guy out there.
Really?
He says a dollar. They charge it like Popeyes isn't charging. It's the thugs charging. It's a dollar to get in. A dollar to get past.
Oh my God.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on there. And they just, it's just so bad. Even Atlantic City, the other night we went to dinner, some friends and I wanted to get a card, a 7-star card at Caesars. I wanted to get a card made. You couldn't get a card made. The card center closed at 8 o'clock. Like, you can't. And by the way, try to get something to eat in Atlantic City past like 9 o'clock. There's not one restaurant I can think of in the entire city that's open 9 o'clock at night. Like, you remember the coffee shops we used to have? And when I say coffee shop, I don't mean Starbucks.
Right.
A coffee shop, a 24/7, South Point has one. Mm-hmm. The 24/7 coffee shop, you can get anything you want. They don't have that in Atlantic City. Really, I don't know any places out here that many places that are open 24 hours or late night. Do you guys, like, in the casino?
No.
Like, that was something big back then.
Like diner style. Like that.
Diner style. Yeah. There you go. No, and there's such big Asian marketing. You would think they'd have soup bars open. They used to have, like, this. They just don't. It just.
There's really not many, right?
Everything has changed as far as late night eating. Listen, I know you're not supposed to eat late night anyway, but, you know, when we have odd work hours, like myself, you know, you're getting done betting sports at, you know, 9 o'clock at night. No.
It is bizarre whenever you go back east. What do you mean this bar closes at 2 a.m.? Yeah.
I tell you, San Francisco, everything is shut by 10 p.m.
Oh, same thing?
I'm like, what kind of sleepy town is this? I lived here for this long? Come back. We'll wrap it up. Also got a Megapod coming up after this with Eric Eager for the full football deep dive. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up today for only $19 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. All of our picks, not only hosts, but guests on every show on the network at VSiN.com/picks. I had a tennis over yesterday, 21.5 in the golf Kudermetova match. First set, 7-6. I'm like, we're rolling. 6-2, second set. We come a hook short. Just brutal. Brutal. We get tweets at Benny the Book. Todd Bubba Horowitz. If you get me a room, I promise I won't call and I will take you to lunch. LOL.
Oh, he's a good guy.
The Numb Guys. Hey, no one's mentioning Evil Pie. I loved it. Is there something I don't know about?
You know, it's funny that someone else, Steve in Vegas, just mentioned that too, Evil Pie. I haven't been there. It's right down the street here. It's walking distance.
I don't know that one.
Oh. Yeah, it's Evil Knievel. I think that's what it is. It's right down, literally down by the El Cortez, between the El Cortez and the Walgreens there.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Evil Pie.
Apparently, multiple pizza spots for us to check out on this street.
I've never tried that.
Yeah.
I never tried
He also says, Kelly, avoid the Fargo airport. Black flies all over.
Ooh.
See, that's a good, I would say good heads up, but I don't think I'm going to Fargo anytime soon. Anyways.
DPAC48 says they just announced Vegas residents can get tickets for F1 for $200. Steve in Vegas, as you mentioned, if you want about as close as you can get to an old school pizzeria in Vegas, go to New York Pizza and Pasta on Sahara and Jones.
I heard about that.
And then for the fancier pizza, he says good pie and evil
and
pie.
Evil pie, wow.
Our fire. Pro tip, the slices at Pizza Rock, better than the whole pie.
Someone else told me that, yeah.
Dan Goodwin, F1 cancels those contracts all the time. I take the under on 10 years. Indy built them a track. They came twice. Oh, Dan Goodwin,
wow. Okay.
From your lips to God, as my mom would say.
I didn't know that about Indianapolis.
Let's see. Doop-a-doop-a-doo.
Mike Alvarez, read that one. You got that?
I'm going to skip Bill Hooker's because I don't know what he's talking about.
Uh-huh.
This is from Bainbridge DeWeese. Is there a way to watch you guys tape the Megapod live instead of waiting for it to hit the podcast? Unfortunately, no. Nor, by the way, we sent out a video clip of the podcast, but we don't have it available in video either. Just available for download on the podcast. You could come down here and watch us do the Megapod as well. I'm sure that's very exciting for people.
You could watch Gil speak into his headset
that's right.
to four people on Skype.
Oh, man. Robert Schaefer, Bill and Gil, the go-to move for food at night in AC is hit White House subs and pick up an extra one, keep it in the room, and nothing open late anymore.
White House has went downhill, though. The quality of their meats have went downhill, but they close at like 9 anyway, 9 or 10.
Here's our buddy Mike Alvarez. America inside New York. New York Casino is open 24 hours. Last time I was there, I think the Peppermill started being open 24 hours as well, but it might only be on the weekends. Ah, the Peppermill.
Yeah, no. A couple guys from Jersey here, Chris Patrick, and there was another one here, Benny Brigman, mentioned some Atlantic City spots. An Irish pub, they're open 20. He's right, they're open 24 hours. And the Baltimore Grill is an old spot. He's right. That's been
Baltimore
there for
Grill.
Baltimore Grill's been there for, I don't know, 50 years. So you guys are right.
Are you betting any baseball? You said you teased earlier that they handle baseball a little differently on the East Coast.
Yeah,
they're much more into it.
Yeah, just two more things with the food.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No,
it takes up more important to me.
Yeah, it must be more important.
Good guys here text me. Randy McKay said, confirm Chicago Brewery at the Four Queens for pizza. We're going to have to try that now.
All right.
Wow. And also said, tell Kelly Reno's airport is very scary with the Washoe winds.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a lot. I tell you what, you got a lot of love there. For a lot of different things. And also,
is that from Randy? I love Randy.
Randy. Okay. Also, Chris, Las Vegas Chris.
Yeah.
They have a three-style pepperoni slice that is awesome, an evil pie.
Oh, so, man.
There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying that. Yeah, oh, no. Three different pepperonis. Yeah, come on.
We got a lot of people on the same spots. Okay, we got to try those.
Now, betting in going to Atlantic City. It's not only is it outside the casinos bad, but inside the casino, they're charging for seats for every sports book. Sunday, after my Fox show, I did my 3-hour Fox show, got down, want to go downstairs somewhere. I have the highest card, 7-star. I mean, come on. They'll leave seats empty instead of charging, you know, 25. And I think it's 25 for the cheapest seats, $50 for the rest, $250 and up for the boots. Literally
for an NFL Sunday.
For an NFL Sunday, but it's everywhere you go. They're charging to watch the games. It's just so different. So now I go to a sports book. Years ago, you go to a sports book, you get drink comps, you get food comps, and they're happy to, you know, accommodate you. Everyone's friendly, happy. Now you don't get none of that. Plus, they're charging you to get in. They're really making it, and you know, these new kids that have grown up under the sports betting now that it's legal for the last, you know, whatever it is, six years, that's just normal. You're supposed to pay for seats. Oh, you're supposed to pay $1.50 for a teaser. You know what I mean? They don't even know. Oh, money lines? Oh, yeah, they're supposed to be minus 180, come back 120. They don't even know. They think they know. And you know what? If the sports books get away with it, because these kids don't know, I guess more power to them. I won't pay.
And they always will, because they'll make more of it. Younger people coming up will have even less of an idea of
just don't know. Not if I can help it. I can go out there and I'll go on every thing I can go
but
on.
But they charge now on football Sundays in most of Vegas.
Here,
now.
Right? Is here they charge? Now. Here they probably wouldn't charge for these seats. Here.
You're free here.
At the lovely D. Everything is free at the D.
Yeah, the D is free. But I know they do. They charge. They charge at Caesars here. They charge at the MGMs. They charge at Circa. It's just shit. Everyone charges.
Win, of course. Win was the first. Yeah. Remember, Win was the first, I believe.
Yeah. Win. But if you go to the Win on a Sunday, you'll see so many seats are empty.
Yes.
They'd rather go empty than have fans that can come in there and maybe see something and say, hey, let me go up to the counter and bet something, you know, because they see something. Like,
I got one for you. So yesterday I was watching baseball. I was in the VIP area at Aria, because it's my backyard, right?
Sure.
An overzealous new security guy comes rolling up there, and he goes, hey, you got this reserved? I was like, nah, I'm here all the time. He goes, there's plenty of seats out there. I was like, yeah, they all know me, man. He's like, yeah, gotta get you out of here. I'm like, so I'm like, let me ask you a question. So this whole place is going to be empty, but you just want to get me out of here to validate what you're doing. He smiles at me and he goes, well, there's plenty of seats out there. So I told him at the front while I was cashing ticket. I was like, you know, they kicked me out of your VIP. They're like, no. I was like, yeah, they did. He's nice. Don't bother him. I didn't sick him on. You know,
sure.
I didn't want the guy to do this. But yes, it's part and parcel to, we'd rather have this empty just to have it as a policy than, you know.
That bothers me. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
There's more fleas and hustlers I can walk the security guys around and show them in the casino that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they want to bother someone that's a paying customer betting.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I say this, there's two security guards right here overwatching our show. I don't mean to say that, but sometimes you get security guys that.
Oh, yeah.
They just wish they were cops. They couldn't.
I didn't get super mad about it because he did smile. He knew I had sort of like characterized it properly.
Right.
And I didn't want him to get, you know, any static. But it came up in my mind as you were saying now. It's like, it's just so stupid. It's like, let's have this place empty instead.
Yeah, yeah. Gil, you don't miss, by going back to Atlantic City, you don't miss your trips back to Borgata, do you?
No.
But you do notice how people back there definitely recognize you more.
Well, so you...
People is a hardcore sports betting crowd.
When Jay Rude was on the show yesterday, when Jay Rude and I and Matt Brown and Dave Farrow used to do our MGM stuff, they used to fly us to Beau Rivage and... You know, in Louisiana.
Yep.
And they used to fly us to Atlantic City at the Borgata. And you're right. Inside the Borgata, it was like a Vegas quality experience. Yes. And yes, like I like to say here in Vegas, by the time we get to the buffet, nobody knows who I am.
Right.
We're sportsbook famous.
Yes.
But at the Borgata,
they know
they'll track you down from it. They're like, hey. They are
at the check-in,
super
at the check-in
locked in.
Line.
Yeah.
I remember my wife saying, does that normally happen? I went to the check-in line at Borgata.
No.
Got two guys come up, Bill, you got any games for tonight?
Yeah.
I get a pitcher. Or they want a
They're
game.
They're super locked into sports.
Like, it is.
Hey, Gil, I wanted you to introduce you to my buddy, Joey Pants.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'll come over to meet Joey Pants.
What's up, Mr. Pants?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was Pants or Joey No Pants?
It might have been Joey No Pants.
Yeah, Joey No Pants wears shorts only.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It might have been Joey No Pants.
That's great.
Do you have any baseball bets before we get out of here?
No.
Anything? Nothing.
No, I have nothing. I have nothing. I'm the pizza review guy.
I'm sorry. I apologize for even daring
just,
asking
just,
the
just
question.
To talk about teasers, though. I was talking about before. Just, you know, the teasers were good the first couple of weeks. Books got their money back. Be a little more careful now with teasers going forward. It's, you know, tougher and tougher to win. But I would only tease some of the totals with the low totals. I would only tease some of the games. I never tease totals. So that's something just advice for down the road. You don't want to really tease games with 54-point totals, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I may have hit one teaser thus far this year on the Megapod. I think I'm 1-3 on teasers, I want to say.
Bill's right. I played a bunch week one, week two, yeah. I feel like.
They swept.
I haven't made a single one, I think, in 2 weeks.
Week three and week four, they got the money. They got some money back. No collection buckets out there for the books this week.
That's right. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with the K. Always appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I had fun.
I'm going to go do the Megapod with Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and, of course, our guest this week, Eric Eager, Sumer Sports. We'll get that out as quickly as we can. Bill's out. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.